This is New England Public Radio News. Michael Kittredge, the founder of Yankee Candle Company in South Deerfield, Massachusetts, has died after several years of failing health. The self-made business leader was known as an innovator and philanthropist, as well as a fun dad and generous friend. New England Public Radio's Karen Brown reports.
Though Michael Kittredge II would become a legendary business giant before the age of 50, his beginnings were humble. According to his son, Michael Kittredge III, he grew up poor in South Hadley.
Very much a rags-to-riches story of the American dream.
As a teenager in the late 1960s, he worked in a burger joint while learning how to make candles from melted crayons. His parents had little faith in his plan to create a candle company.
They just wanted him to take the safe road and, you know, be a janitor or cut this candle stuff out. It's, you know, what are you doing with that? And, you know, initially, all he wanted to do was save up enough money to buy a cool car and maybe impress a girl someday.
He went quite a bit further than that, transforming the Yankee Candle Company into one of the biggest employers in Franklin County and most prolific candle producers in the world, known especially for scented candles.
Prior to him doing that, scented candles existed. They just were more of a novelty, and they were more of a, oh, that's funny, that pillar candle smells a little bit like root beer. But, you know, he put the maximum amount of fragrance in and kind of created a whole nother industry of household fragrance.
Kittredge also pioneered a type of experiential shopping, attaching a Christmas and toy store to the candle shop, including a replica of a Bavarian village that he had once visited in Germany. Diana Zeinel is executive director of the Franklin County Chamber of Commerce.
You know, it's recognized as one of the most active tourist attractions in the Commonwealth. But, you know, it certainly has had an impact also on other businesses in the area. And it means that Franklin County is recognized, you know, as a destination.
Zeinel also happened to get her first job at Yankee Candle in the 1980s and remembers Kittredge as a friendly, hands-on boss.
I can remember him taking a small group of us sales associates out to Fitzwillie's in Northampton one night and just getting a table and some appetizers and just chatting with us.
Kittredge was known for a personal, charismatic style of management. His son Michael says at one legendary company breakfast, he intentionally placed a piece of trash in the middle of the crowd.
Most people would go by and not pick up the piece of garbage, but one person stopped and picked it up and they looked at it and it had a note on it from him. And the person who picked it up got a big cash prize in front of everybody at the breakfast.
Kittredge ran the company until he sold it in 1998 for a reported $500 million. His son Michael says that's when the family began to live in luxury.
He wanted to make our lives so much better than what he had as a child growing up.
Kittredge would rent the Batmobile, the one from Hollywood, for his children's birthday parties. He owned dozens of vintage cars, a yacht, a private jet, and an elaborate wine cellar in their house. His longtime friend, Rob Cohn, says much of his lifestyle stemmed directly from his modest youth.
He would tell me stories about Thanksgiving when his aunt told me he was eating too many shrimp, and these shrimp were like the tiniest little shrimp you've ever seen. So when Mike started having parties, the shrimp were so big they took 4 or 5 bites.
Still, there was enough wealth left over that he gave a lot of it away. He became a major philanthropist around Western Massachusetts. He donated large sums of money to institutions such as Holyoke Community College and Cooley Dickinson Hospital in Northampton, which both named buildings after him. Rob Cohn says he also bought expensive gifts for close friends.
He was so well guided by his past and present and what he could do for others. It gave him more joy than Santa Claus.
Kittredge had 3 marriages and 3 children, and in his later years, he helped his son Michael start another candle company, Kringle Candle, in Bernardston. He also struggled with serious health problems, including several bouts of cancer and a disabling stroke in 2012. He died this week from liver failure. Kittredge's son Michael says he plans to carry on with the lessons he learned from his father in business and in life.
He liked to make everything fun. If it wasn't fun, it wasn't worth doing.
Michael Kittredge II was 67 years old. For New England Public Radio, I'm Karen Brown.